This is episode 2489 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to a brand new series this week. This week, it's all about managing top stressors during the holidays and the end of the year festivities. In this week's series, you are going to gain insight as well as guided meditations and techniques to help you manage your stress from some of the top stressors out there, especially this time of year. And we are continuing a coronavirus pandemic. So there's a lot of uncertainty and stress out there, a lot more than usual. So as you are gearing up to go through this week's series, you have a challenge. As always, you have a challenge that I encourage you to take part in every day. This is going to allow you to go a little deeper into the theme this week. Your challenge is to go on a peace quest. This is where you do something to help yourself feel peaceful every single day. So if you're having the most stressful, busy, rushed day, maybe you could sit silently in front of a fireplace or somewhere where there are a lot of beautiful holiday lights. Maybe you could sip some tea. Maybe you could meditate a little longer. Maybe you could commit to doing the affirmation or the breathing technique for 1 minute every day throughout your day at certain points. This peace quest will help to ground you in peace, as you explored in last week's series, where you chose the way you want to feel, allowing yourself to experience the kind of emotions you want to be experiencing during this very special time of year. That is what your peace quest will help you to do as well. It will help you to ground yourself the way you want to feel, which is to feel more peace as you close out another year and surround yourself with loved ones and reflect on all that you experienced during this past year. We often reserve that for New Year's Eve or New Year's Day, this kind of reflection back over your year. But why not start closing it out now, where you give yourself lots of time and space and peace to reflect on this past year? Also know that if this is a very meaningful theme for you, you can always find more support on the Sip and Om meditation app. This is where I offer 30-minute guided meditation experiences along with a reflection journal with a daily reflection question on it, as well as a slowdown guide with the different techniques I share with you in each episode this week. It includes a yoga asana that you can do. I know many of you love yoga, as well as an herbal tea that's customized for this week's theme. There's even a book recommendation on there for you to bring you a little more peace. You can try the Sip and Om meditation app absolutely free for an entire week, so you could get this whole week's series free. I invite you now to settle yourself down somewhere where you're not likely to be interrupted, somewhere that inspires you, or right where you are, and close your eyes gently. As they're closed, elevate them ever so slightly upwards to the point between your eyebrows. This is your seat of wisdom, or your spiritual eye, it's often referred to in yoga and meditation. This is where your prefrontal lobes of your brain are located, the part that you are activating as you meditate. This helps you to manage your stress. Start straighten your spine and begin to relax your body, noticing where you're holding tension today. Gently ease out of that tension. Begin to notice the rhythm and flow of your breath. As you become calmer, notice your breath become a little softer. Notice the thoughts you're thinking right now. Do they bring you peace? What does bring you peace? Visualize yourself in a place of peace. Throughout this week, return to this peaceful visualization. Consider it as a little refuge, this place of peace you allow yourself to spend time in. Whenever you're feeling particularly stressed, maybe you find you have a few extra minutes. Spend those minutes in this place of peace you've created for yourself. Immerse yourself there now. You are so worth slowing down for.